You hear a lot of things about Bumble. Bumble's unique, Bumble works really well, but how does it actually work?
Hey there, podcast listeners. So this audio is actually being ripped from our YouTube video. So please ignore it if I say some YouTube-y or otherwise irrelevant stuff. But when I do say to subscribe in this audio, just take it as subscribing or following us on any platform that you are listening. Thanks. Now enjoy the podcast.
Hey, welcome to Online for Love, your number one resource for dating by the numbers. Today we're going to talk all about Bumble and how it actually works. Before I dive into this complete Bumble guide though, you should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz. So this quiz will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's completely free and that's going to be linked above me or found in the description down below. Once again, quick, fun, easy, and totally free. So you should definitely click the link to the quiz, go take it, then come on back here and comment below what your results are because we would love to know. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating site or dating app, including Bumble. So do not forget to check that out as well. It's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Again, it's completely free, so don't forget to check that out to help you with those pesky first messages. All right, so let's get into it. How does Bumble work? So Bumble is, of course, one of the most popular dating apps out there, and a lot of people are confused about how it actually is working. What makes Bumble tick? What makes it different than other apps? How do you go about it? How do you go about it in the right way? In this video, we're going to talk all about the Bumble algorithm, how to set up your profile, how the whole system works, and everything like that so that you can go ahead and use Bumble with confidence if you so choose. All right, so let's dive into this Bumble guide, starting with the most notable quality about Bumble, which is that women are really put first on this app. Women are in the driver's seat, which makes it unique from a lot of other dating apps. What do I mean by that? So on Bumble, men cannot message women first. Women have to take the initiative, take the lead, and send the first message for every match that there is. So if a man and a woman match, like they both like each other, the only way for them to start a conversation is for the woman to actually, you know, extend that olive branch, say something within an allotted time frame. So she has up to 24 hours to actually send a message to the person she has matched with. If she doesn't, then that match can fade away and, you know, that's it. They both lost their opportunity. Now, this is obviously very different from most other dating apps. And most other dating apps, people can match with each other and send any messages at any point. Anyone can send a message first. There's no really restrictions there. But Bumble really aims to put women first. And I think the point of this being, for most other dating apps, women do tend to be bombarded by messages, and it actually ends up not working out too well for both men or the women, because sometimes having the freedom of being able to send women a message first can lead to women having way too many messages and men having way too little replies. So by flipping this on its head and only allowing women to message men first, this means that people will get fewer matches and fewer messages. However, they will be more meaningful and most likely develop into something more. At least there's a better chance for more development rather than other dating apps when anyone can message anyone. Bumble is a lot more intentional. Now, we would love it if you would intentionally hit that like button and subscribe if you're enjoying the video so far. So it really helps us out when you give our videos a thumbs up, because that shows YouTube that people are enjoying our content. So then YouTube pushes our videos out for more people to see. So we would really appreciate your thumbs up and your subscriptions. All right, so the next point that we need to talk about for Bumble and how it works is it's actually separated into different sections. So Bumble is not only a dating app. There's Bumble Dating, Bumble BFF, and Bumble Biz. So this is really unique as well. There are not maybe any other dating apps that really do this, at least not in the same exact way. So Bumble Dating itself is already unique, right? It's got the whole thing where women have to message first, there's a time constraint, etc. And then they have Bumble BFF and Bumble Biz. So on Bumble BFF, this is a section of Bumble that is really dedicated towards helping people to make friends. So if you are on Bumble BFF and you are a woman looking to meet other women friends, then you'll be presented women who are looking for friends. So you have a whole separate profile that's dedicated to making connections like that, platonic connections. So you can set up your dating profile one way and your BFF profile a different way. So on your dating profile, you could say something like you're looking for long walks on the beach and some sunset dinners and you're looking for your Prince Charming or whatever. And on your Bumble BFF, you could say, hey, looking for nights out on the town and wine nights in watching some rom-coms or whatever. And then those are probably the most typical examples I could come up with, but you see my point that there's a whole different section, a whole different profile, so you don't have to worry if you're on Bumble BFF that it's going to affect your dating or something. They're separate, so you can have both at the same time. You can find love, you can find a friend, and you can find a business partner. So the third section of Bumble is Bumble Biz, which is all about making business connections. So if you're looking to make more connections in whatever corporate field you work in, or maybe you want someone to help you with a new project, or you're looking for people to collaborate with, this is a great space to go to if you want to meet people in those fields. Especially if you're working remotely now, it can be hard to find new business partners or people to bounce ideas off with, or people to communicate in your same sector. So this is a really unique way and helpful way to meet people in the business sphere. If you want to send the perfect first message to your Bumble date, your Bumble BFF, or your Bumble business partner, a really easy way and helpful way to figure out what to say to someone in one of those first messages is to actually use our free opener formula. So we actually have a free opener formula that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. And this formula actually triples your response rates on any dating sites or dating apps. So it's a great one to utilize. Don't forget to check that out. Completely free. Linked above and in the description down below. All right, so next up, does Bumble cost money? So Bumble does not have to cost money. You can use Bumble completely for free if you so choose. If you want to use special features, some of them are reserved for people who are going to pay for them. But on the whole, most of the major features of Bumble are available for free. You can set up your profile for free, swipe for free, use any Bumble Dating, BFF, or Biz totally for free, etc. But if you want some special features, like being able to really narrow down the people who are suggested for you based off of certain physical traits and personality traits, these real specifics will be a paid feature. As well as if you want to change your location, so like let's say you were going on vacation and you want to change your location to where you'll be staying, that will cost you some money as well. Question of the day: how do you feel about Bumble? Have you used it yet? Are you still undecided about whether or not you want to use it? How does it compare to other dating apps that you've tried? What are your thoughts all about Bumble? Leave your opinions and everything down in the comment section below. We'd love to hear from you. Now let's talk about how do you set up a profile on Bumble. So it's really straightforward. You'll be given prompts and you can just fill them in. You can answer certain questions, whatever questions that you choose to answer. You can answer a bunch of specifics about yourself if you would like to. You can talk about the type of relationship that you're looking for, if you want kids in the future, your religion, ethnicity, everything like that, or you don't have to answer any of those at all, totally up to you. Then you can go ahead and upload some photos of yourself. We would highly recommend to upload photos because this can really make or break your success when it comes to online dating. So go ahead and upload those photos, make sure they're clear, get up-to-date photos, of course, all of that. So to sign up for Bumble, it's really straightforward and simple, and it's actually free to sign up and to make a profile, to begin swiping. It's free to use most of the major features on Bumble, actually. Now, what is the demographic on Bumble looking for? What's the type of demographic? So Bumble really caters towards young adults, maybe around 20 to 35 in general, although people from all walks of life and all ages are on there as well, 18 plus. As far as what people are using Bumble for, Bumble is definitely known to be more of a serious dating type of app. Maybe not as serious as 100% committed relationship territory, that's related towards something like eHarmony. But a lot of people on Bumble are looking for relationships. It's not necessarily the app that people will gravitate towards if they're looking just for something super casual, like hooking up. They'd probably go towards more of a Tinder or something like that for just a hookup. Because of the nature of the site, letting women pick and choose who they want to message first, there's time limits on these messages and things like that. People do have to be a little bit more patient with their matches incoming and waiting for messages to be sent or not sent. The whole setup sort of breeds a community of people who are a little bit more serious in general, because if you're someone who's looking for instant gratification, you're looking to meet up with someone, you know, that exact night, that instant, this is definitely not the app that you would gravitate towards. It's just not going to work that way. So people on Bumble definitely looking to date. But that's sort of Bumble basics. I hope that you enjoyed this video. Hope that you found it helpful. Hope that you know a little bit more about Bumble now. So if you're interested and using the app, you can do so with confidence. So thank you so much for watching. You should definitely make sure to check out our free online dating app quiz, which will pair you with your perfect online dating site or dating app. It's completely free, it's fun, easy, quick, all of that, and that's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. While you're at it, do not forget to check out our free online dating opener formula. This is going to triple your response rates on any dating app or dating site. It's super helpful to send those pesky first messages, which are so vital in getting a great response. So don't forget to check that out. That's going to be linked above me and found in the description down below. Now that you are just about done with this video, make sure to watch some of our other ones popping up on either side of me. And don't forget to answer the question of the day. What are your thoughts on Mumble? Do you like it? Have you tried it yet? How does it compare to other apps that you've tried? Leave all of your opinions, thoughts, comments, everything down below. We'd love to hear from you. But thank you so much for watching this video. I hope that you enjoyed it. Please leave a like if you liked it and subscribe if you loved it. And hopefully we'll see you here again at Online for Love. Thanks, bye!